In the complaint, the Justice Department says the Sackler family withdrew $11 billion from Purdue Pharma, which made popular opioids like OxyContin, during the 11 years before the company filed for bankruptcy in 2019. The bankruptcy, which resulted from the $6 billion settlement to victims of the opioid crisis and their families, as well as other damages, was supposed to protect the Sackler family members' personal assets. However, the DOJ has argued that bankruptcy laws don't offer the legal basis to shield the Sacklers because there could be an untold number of claimants who didn't agree to the terms of the settlement. Purdue says the agreement is valid and criticized the DOJ for delaying the disbursement of the settlement funds.